love running, or maybe you're thinking about starting to run, whether it's for exercise, recreation, or maybe you're getting ready for that local 5 or 10K, join Sean and Jason, two average guys who talk about the sport they love here on the Average Runner Podcast.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of the Average Runner Podcast. My name is Sean.
And I'm Jason.
Jason's back again.
He's back on the horse.
Yes, it's been a while. I was trying to think today. I know it was the St. Amelia's episode, but that was like, was that August? That was the beginning.
I think so. That was a while ago.
Yeah, it's been a while. So it's September 18th as we record this now. And there may be some background noise. Our kids are below us playing. Jason and his family came over for dinner.
The kids are never quiet, of course.
No. And I'll see. I'm sure it won't be too bad. But yeah, so I recorded one episode, the Injuries Sucks episode. And then I actually interviewed Neil Willis from, he is a big contributor over on the Google Plus running community. And he also created the G Plus Fun Runs community. So that's actually going to come out after this because we haven't recorded in a while. And I'm still doing some editing on that one. So they're going to be kind of backwards released, but that is coming up as our next episode. So Jason, what's been up with you?
Well, I've kind of taken a running sabbatical. Not too happy about it, but my knees have been blasted, as I'm sure you guys have heard me speak of them in previous episodes here. So I decided to take a little time off and try to do some other exercises to kind of re-strengthen my knees and associated muscles, maybe hips. You know, I've been trying all kinds of stuff, actually. And now I've just, within the last 2 weeks, started to run again slowly and kind of work back up. So I'm getting back out there and I'm, you know.
Are you feeling better?
I am feeling better. I would not say that I'm 100% yet. I'm still trying to, I guess, figure out what is working for me. I've been doing a lot of foam rolling, a lot of stretching, a lot of different exercises. So I'm trying to pick one thing, or maybe it's going to be a combination of all of those things that are going to keep me as a well-oiled machine, if you will. You
know? So is it something while you're running, or is it after running?
You know, it actually depends on the run, because sometimes I'll go out and I'll run absolutely without any issues, and then after the run, my knees start pounding, just throbbing, you know, and I can't even sit still. And then there'll be some days when I'm running where I feel every single step. And, you know, I've been trying to play with what, you know, just a different form of running more on the balls of my feet. You know, I'm a flat-footed runner, and when I strike, I'm usually either mid-foot or a full-foot strike. I definitely don't heel strike, but, you know, I usually get my whole foot down at once, and that's just right. Just because I have no arches. So I've been trying to play with that. Maybe, you know, I've been running more on the balls of my feet. So
what about and I'm no doctor or sports medicine guy, but I mean, how old are your shoes? Do you need new running shoes? Or,
you know, my shoes, I remember I got them last November, so they're, by time wise, yes, I probably need new shoes. But, you know, I was looking at them the other day, and I was
But are shoes like oil changes? Is it like 500 miles or 12 months? I don't know. I'm just asking. Well, usually go by mileage.
From what I've seen, it's a combination of mileage and wear. I mean, you could be quote a heavy runner and just wear your shoes out quicker than other people, where it would take them longer to build the miles on it. So I'm probably at the mileage where you would change new shoes, but if you look at my shoes, they look like I bought them yesterday.
Right.
You know, there's very little wear on the tread. They're still, you know, white and gray. You know, they look brand new. So yeah. I'm hesitant to buy shoes, but seriously, you know, that it might be that simple as that, you know?
Yeah. I know we were actually just talking before we came up to record. Because I've talked to you about this. Are you going to consider going to like a sports therapist or something? Because we talked about that. I talked about it and a few times, and it helped me tremendously. Like, I mean, you know, I mean, I was, I was in rough shape for a while where it was just...
Right, yeah, your hip and...
Yeah, my hip, my knee, my lower back, just everything. It was all, you know, related to core, and then doing different exercises for core and some different therapy type thing. But I mean, I don't go anymore, but I'm like, as far as all that's concerned, it's all fixed, I guess. I mean, I'm still working in a strength training. I've slacked, but I have reasons, which I'll get into in a few minutes. But
well, honestly, what my goal now is to kind of finish out this year, this season, we'll say, right, with what I've been doing. And if that doesn't work, then yes, I'm going to have to go see a sports therapist. I mean, I know certain things I am doing has worked. I've been doing some core things, and I already feel better in my lower back. But, you know, I would have a little lower back issue once in a while.
Right.
Just from trying to stay upright, you know, have the good posture when you're running. Right. So I've been working on that, and that's a problem that's gone away. So now I'm thinking if I continue to focus, I'll be able to figure this out. But
well, it's, I think what we have, two months really that we normally run,
right,
in this, well, this area, or at least 2 months where we would have races. So yeah, I guess, I mean, if you're working and if you're still, you know, as long as you can keep getting out there and still feel a little bit better, like maybe some improvement, and then you have the winter to really kind of focus on the strength training, and maybe, like you said, then go talk to somebody. You don't have a gym per se at your house, but you do have a nice area in a basement. So if you got to do different workouts and stuff like that. So, well, at least, you know, like you said, at least you've gotten some runs in more than you have been.
Yeah. You know, I'm definitely not where I wanted to be at this time in the season, but, at least I can still go out. So we'll see.
Yeah. That's, you know, I guess we kind of can talk about that a little bit, about having the, change your plans of everything. I've had to definitely rework my running schedule. I mean, I had talked about before the 50K that I wanted to do. That is actually this Sunday, so that's not happening. And because I talked about in the previous episode about the Achilles issue I had, which I wouldn't say it's completely gone. It does kind of...
Twinges once in a while.
I just did a race and it started. It didn't hurt, but I could kind of feel it. But then it was fine afterwards, and it really wasn't even anything. It could have even been just my head. You know, sometimes you kind of play things out more than they are.
Probably a little tight, and then when you went on your race, it loosened it up a bit, right?
Well, it was during the race. Oh, it was a okay. Yeah. So. But it wasn't anything that even, it didn't even hinder my running or anything. So so that has actually gotten way better. And I had to take some time off of that for that. And that sucked really bad. And then, not to get too into it, but I had a work injury. And so I had to take some time off. And I'm going to have to take more time off to have like just a minor surgery. I have umbilical hernia and just talk to the doctor and have to have surgery. But he said, until that happens, I can keep working. I made sure to ask if I can keep running. That was my major concern. I mean, and work as well. I'm not trying to not work. But it's something that's gotta be taken care of. But he said, yeah, it's not a major thing right now, but it's just something that, I mean, for, especially the line of work I'm in, I work in a factory, so it's a lot of lifting. So it's something that needs to be taken care of. But it really kind of mentally was really just, it was a struggle the past few weeks, because it was like, there's the Achilles issue. And then this happened and I was like, I don't know if I should run. So he gave me okay. So now I'm feeling good. I'm like ready to, after tonight, you guys came over, we had some pizza. So I'm a little stuffed tonight, maybe indulge a little bit more, which I've kind of been off my diet the past few weeks. Not really, really kind of sticking with it, but indulging a little more than I usually do. Just because not running and all the stress just kind of, it's for me, the way I eat and running kind of go together, right, make one, yep, easier. So now I'm psyched to kind of get back on track with things. And that's actually going to start Sunday. So as we've said before, we're both on Strava and I'm in a group over in Strava. I believe it's the Diz Runs With group on Strava. That's the podcast, Denny Craze podcast I talked about. I was on there. And we have a Strava group there, and we have a challenge. So basically, I'm racing this weekend, kind of. And it's kind of like a virtual race, but not. Are you familiar with virtual races anyways?
No.
So pretty much, like, I think what they really are is you sign up online, you end up getting you get a medal, a lot of times you get a bib and everything, and obviously you have to pay for it, but you have to run a certain course length within a certain amount of time, I believe. Sometimes it could be a specific date, or it could be within so many weeks, and you got to prove it with something, probably like a Strava or whatever. So this is just one that the group I'm in put together. My buddy, Stephen Lee, he's in charge of it. And he actually made, he's the guy who made my my medal rack. I don't know if I even talked about that.
I think you said you were expecting
Well, anyway, I'll talk about that after. But he actually made a medal for this this challenge. So what the challenge is, it's a 10K challenge. So last month, what it was is everybody in the group had to run a 10K distance. So you had to run 6 miles between Friday and Sunday last month. It was a specific days. And so what you did is you ran it, and then you would post it on Strava. He would log it. And then a month later, which is this weekend, you have to run that exact same, whatever your course or whatever route you ran, you have to run it again. And the person with the best improved time wins the medal that he made. And it's a pretty sweet looking medal. So kind of have a race Friday, not like our typical race where we go somewhere, have a bib and an after party or anything, but
just going to go run out in your neighborhood. Is that where you did the last route or what?
I actually did it on, there's some old Rails to Trails just a mile away from here. And that's where I ran it. So I got to run it again, and it's closed off right now. So I have to, be sneaky about it, I guess. I'm going to go early, but, so I kind of have a race, this weekend. And real quick, he actually, he sent me something. He said, give me your address. I'm going to send you something. And this big package comes in the mail, and he made, with a router and a big like piece of plastic, it says the Average Runner Podcast, and it's a metal holder. I'm going to use it as the album artwork. And, so I have it in the basement in our living room down there with what few medals I do have, but hopefully over the next couple of years I can add to it. But it's really, really cool. So that was awesome to get that. So before you started getting, I think actually this is when you started to show that you were really kind of messed up. Is it about a month and a half ago?
Yeah,
we had our little one day adventure. If you want to kind of talk about that,
our Allegheny adventure. We decided to attempt some trail running for the first time after talking about it for a little bit. So we packed up Sean's car and drove down to Allegheny. It's about, hour and 15 minutes south of here
it's
or
a state,
so?
Yeah, it's a state park. It borders New York and Pennsylvania.
Yeah, and, you know, they have camping there, and, you know, it's actually a pretty sweet place to go. But we decided to go down there and see if we could run some of the trails.
Yeah.
Which we did, and phew,
yeah, it was awesome.
It was great.
I had never done it, and I have to, I guess I'll admit on here, like Jason had mentioned it probably, the first year, so maybe like 2 years ago when we started running.
Yeah.
And what did I say?
He said, absolutely not. I have no interest in that. No interest in trails. I said, okay.
Yeah, I had no interest in trail running. And as a matter of fact, another friend, she had mentioned it one time, and I was like, no way, I'm not running on trails. I'm going to get hurt.
Yeah, you were worried about injuries.
I was worried about injuries, and here I go running on the road, and I get banged up. So, what do you think? That, I mean, we call them mountains. I mean, for anybody living in, like, you know, out west, they're just little bumps.
I don't even know what the elevation was here.
I'm going to say 1,300 feet.
1,300? That, you know, that sounds about right for the second one that we did. But
because the elevation gain on Strava from where we started was, like, I think almost 800.
Okay, I remember that now.
So, yeah, that was an amazing time. And, you know, I listen to a ton of running podcasts, listen to a lot of trail runners, and they always say, you know, just forget about your pace. Forget about your road pace, because it's totally different. And boy, was it different.
Oh, man. After doing all of our running on the road, I mean, the first time you go on a trail, any amount of incline, you just, wow. I don't even know how to describe it.
Yeah. We kind of power walked it.
Yeah.
Basically.
I think
we may kind of ran up a couple small ones, but yeah, there was I think it was the second trail had a pretty, or no, I think it was the first trail had a bit, one of them had a pretty big incline, and we were just like, wow. But
the downhills were a totally different story.
Yeah. It's still hard on your legs, on your quads, but, so much fun, man. I mean, we took a ton of pictures. It was just an amazing experience. And I have to say, I instantly fell in love with the trails that day. Like that's all I want to run now. And unfortunately, that's not possible here. Not unless you drive. I mean, we could probably drive maybe, I don't know, maybe a half hour away or something and get some trails that would have some sort of elevation. Not as much, but, right. But again, you know, having kids and work and other things going on, it's not easy for us to do that. But we did say that we want to kind of, or we talked about, I know I want to alter next year's running schedule. I think I'm
up for it.
Yeah. You know, I think
get some trail runs in there, trail races.
That's what I want to do. There's a series, and I forget what it, I don't know if it's called the Eastern Grip. I can't remember, but out here in New York, there's a whole series of races, and you know, there's probably more than what we even know about.
Oh, I'm sure there is. It's probably, you know, once we get into it, we'll find that it, I'm sure that it's another community, you know.
Well, when I went and bought my new road sneakers, I went to the local shoe store here, the Fleet Feet, and I was talking with the guy there, and he said, like, there's a large trail running community here in Buffalo that you don't even know about. Sure. So we use online, we just go to the Buffalo Runners calendar, and that has a lot of trail races on there, but I'm assuming there's going to be more. So we're going to have to kind of do some research and find what's going on. But I did find a trail race. I actually raced last Sunday. You've been banged up. And then you had some obligations you had to take care of. So it was a whole new experience. Everything was that day, because for one, we generally race together.
Right.
You know, we don't race together when we're there, but we go to the races. We, you know, normally you come here, I pick you up or whatever. We go to the race, we run the race, we start off together, we meet up after, we go to the after party. So it's always something we kind of do together. So for me to not have like my buddy there, it was one, it was a trail race. So it was an 8.7 mile trail race. It was called Eight in the Rough. I was super psyched about it. And it was, I think it was like maybe an hour away or something. It was kind of down by Allegheny. It was the same, I think, basically the same hills or whatever.
Yeah, probably.
Kissing Bridge.
Southeast then or so, yeah.
Yeah, so I went, I got up, had my normal, you know, pre-race breakfast or what I normally have, my eggs and sweet potato, and then I drove down and you know, people say like the people that run trails or the trail running community, it's like a little different than like road races. People are a little more social, I guess, is what I've heard.
Social friendly, yeah.
Yeah. So I got there and, you know, people were nice and everything, but I wasn't seeing like this difference really all that much, to be honest. I had about, I'd say maybe a half hour before the race started. So I did a very short warm-up run. It just kind of slipped my mind again. I was out of sorts. You know, I'm doing a new race.
Right. You're by yourself.
I'm by myself. I have no one to, I had, you know, normally we chit chat on the way to wherever. Cause I get very jittery before any race. I mean, I think you do too,
yeah.
But I know I get really, really jittery, and my wife like, why are you nervous about the 5K? But I don't know. I just do. I guess it's cause I want to just perform well for myself. So I went into it and I said, you know what? I want the experience of the trail race. So I'm not going to, my plan was to line up either mid to back of the pack for the start. I didn't want to go towards the front, which normally on a road race, that's what I'll do. I'll go like probably like a row behind what would be considered the local elite runners at a 5K. Right. Yeah. So for this, I'm like, I'm not doing that because I didn't know what to expect.
Well, now how many people were at the start line for this? Would you say about?
I looked it up. I heard him say 141. I looked, there was 143, but I think there was probably two that didn't show up.
So now that's probably what the smallest group that you would, that we've raced or you've raced in anyways, right?
Yeah. I mean, usually it's, I'd say we're probably like 300s or so to 500 maybe. So, but it's still, I mean, 140 people grouped up seems like a decent amount, especially where we started. And they had a pre-race meeting, which was kind of cool because I've seen it on like videos and stuff that, that we'll watch. So they have this pre-race meeting and they start, the guy starts kind of not dissecting the course, just naming off certain points saying, look, the first, you know, water station is going to be at 2 miles. And at that point it goes to single track. So basically it started off as a, you're on the road from not even a quarter of a mile. Then you head off into the woods and into like a double track. So you could fit like a four wheeler or something down that, maybe even a truck. And then at 2 miles, you are deeper in the woods. You've done some incline, gradual. There's a water station there, and then it goes, boom, right to single track. And that's where I was kind of concerned prior to the race. And I'll say I actually reached out to Mark and Elena. They're from the Embrace Running podcast, which if you haven't heard that show, it's definitely one of my favorite podcasts and definitely an awesome running podcast. And I shot them an email because I know they do a lot of trail races and stuff. And I said, you know, what are the rules for not only passing, but people passing you? Because you're on a single track. I mean,
single track, one person, that's it.
Right. And they just basically said, you know, just kind of, if you want to pass, just tell somebody, you know, I want to pass on the left. And, you know, and do it. Not like I'm passing on the left. You want to be respectful. Just like, hey, you know, and that's what I would do. I'd say, you know, you mind if I pass on the left? And everyone would be like, nope, no problem. Or someone would say the same to you and you just kind of move over. So I knew I felt comfortable with that. And so anyways, I get in the single track and that's when I noticed that people were different. You know, when you're running like a local 5K race, like
nobody talks.
Nobody talks.
Just run by.
Yes,
know?
Nobody talks. Even in a 10K, I mean, half marathon, I did talk to a few people. I think you did
too. That was actually very cool. Yes.
Yeah. But people were chit chatting quite a bit. And it's kind of weird because you're in a single file, you know? So it was kind of, you know, it was a different experience, but it was really cool. And I mean, this thing had elevation gains. It had, like I said, it was single track. There was just roots everywhere. You'd go down into little creeks. There was four creek crossings, and they were pretty decent size. The last one was awesome. It was like to my knees, and it was super.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, man, it was great. Once we got in the single track and we were running it for maybe 10, 15 minutes, I was just like, I felt at ease. You know, I felt comfortable. I was running with this group, and I ran with them for, I'd say I probably ran with them for maybe 3 miles, 2-3 miles maybe.
Okay.
And I was in the back and they kept saying like, look, if you want to pass, just let us know. We'll move over. And I'm like, no, you're good. I was following a nice pace with them, nice, comfortable pace. But then after a while I said, okay, I'm going to pass if you don't mind now. They're like, yeah, go ahead. So I took off, passed them and, passed a couple other people I came up on. Then I finally came to another group and I ran with them again for another couple miles and finally said, you know, thanks, because it was a good pace for me. I did take one gel at about 4.5-5 miles. I think I took a gel. Because I wasn't used to the ups and downs.
Oh,
and
yeah,
it's definitely different experience, but felt good the whole time, man. Ankle, the Achilles, everything felt great. Stomach, nothing bothered me. So I passed the last group and then I was by myself for a while and I'm running along this is the last creek that I had to cross. And I would say it was probably about 15 to 20 feet that you'd have to cross of this creek.
Mm-hmm.
And you're running on this single track right above the creek bed. It was beautiful.
Now, how well was the trail marked? I mean, could you easily have gotten off the trail and ran somewhere else? Or?
Yes, at one point. At one point, I was with the second group at the time, and luckily, I had kind of looked to the left, and I saw people not in front of us, over back, like in the woods.
Yeah.
And we came up to a turn where you could have turned a sharp turn, or you kind of could have veered to the right. And the guy in front was like, "Where?" And I'm like, I just saw people, which would have been make the sharp turn to the left. And so we followed it, but that part wasn't marked real well. It was a clear single track, but there was like an intersecting trail.
Right.
So you get thrown off, which some people did.
Oh, I'm sure.
Yeah, some people did, but
I've seen them do it in marathons, you know?
Yeah, and but other than that, it was marked very well. They had remarked the trail. So it was other than that, there was no problem. And luckily I had seen, because we easily could have just went off the wrong way. So anyways, I was running along that creek for probably about a good half mile. It was absolutely beautiful. The other thing too is it was like, I think 58 degrees maybe, or 50, no, not even. It was like,
say, that's perfect.
I think it was like 53 degrees.
That's even better.
We had a horribly rainy weekend. Yeah. I mean, it's been just like most of the US. It's been hot and humid. It stopped raining on the way down and it started raining on the way home. It was awesome. But it was like total fall temperature. So, you know, I did the last creek crossing by myself. I'm smiling like a kid, man. I mean, I was just loving it. It was the best. And that's when you had the last elevation gain at that point. And it was pretty big. It was a pretty, for the course, it was a pretty big elevation gain. I think my total was 600 to 700 elevation. It wasn't as much as what we did.
Right.
But I told myself, like, I'm not going to power walk this. Like, I didn't like sprint up it, but I made sure I just didn't stop running. You know what I mean? I was obviously slower, but I made sure I just kept running because I knew that I was near the end. I had already passed mile 8. So it was like, there wasn't much more to go. And I could actually hear, as I started getting to the top, I could hear music playing kind of faintly. So I knew the finish line was at some point. And you got to the top, you ran a little more single track at this point in the woods, a couple more sharp turns clearly marked. And then it was just a downhill out of the woods and then into a field in the finish. And I wished it would have been longer, but at that point I was glad it was over. You know, like I was that last elevation gain that hit me. I think it hit most of us.
Now, would you say that that was a good distance for you to break into trail running?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, because anything longer, I think, to start off with might have been a little more intimidating. So I kind of was like, well, 8 miles, it's not that bad. You know, eight close to 9 miles, it's not that bad. And you know what's funny is my GPS, every time I'd be with people, we would kind of compare where we were at, and all of our GPSs were off. Like, at least a quarter mile off. So at the point I started going to the elevation gain, I think my watch said I was at like just under 8 miles, but I was actually over 8. I was like probably 8.5 at that point. But it was funny because right after I ran through the finish line and stopped the watch, it had recalibrated and everything was right because I checked my time and everything online with what my watch said and it was fine. So it was kind of weird, but cool that it, once I broke out of that canopy of woods,
right,
it recalibrated, knew everything by the GPS location and recalibrated. So that was cool. I wish you could have done it.
Yeah, I kind of wanted to.
Yeah, it's...
I was secretly going to do it with you.
Oh, were you?
Yes.
Oh, man, that would have been...
I was kind of, you know, quote, surprise you. I was just going to be like, yeah, dude, I'm in. Let's go.
Oh, I wish you could have.
But I just couldn't get my knees fixed by then.
Yeah.
I mean, that Allegheny trip totally killed me.
Yeah, you were definitely definitely hurting at Allegheny. I mean, in the beginning, you were loving it, but I could tell by the time we hit the second trail, I knew it was time to, I didn't want to, you know, push it.
Well, you know, based on articles that I've read on trail running on hills, I did exactly what you're not supposed to do, which is on the downhill, you're not supposed to lean back. You know, and I was leaning back because I wanted to control my descent because my knees were on fire. And that was really making it worse. You know, you're supposed to almost run like you're on flat ground. You kind of want to lean forward a little bit and still run.
That's
it. And just go with the downhill, you know?
Yeah. See, I don't know. I really honestly haven't read anything about it. I just... I kind of just went with whatever happened type of thing, and everything worked out. I was really worried about falling. Never fell. A couple of times I'd be like, oh, you know, where you kind of step and because it had been raining for 2 days, so the mud was a little soft. And there was four big creek crossings. There was multiple, you know, like the mountain creeks, right. You know, that are like a foot or 2 feet, yeah. You know. And it was funny, too, because, you know, there'd be people around that you could tell were like trying not to get dirty and everything. And I was like, are you kidding me? It's like we're in a trail race and it's been raining for 2 days here. Like, I didn't care if I didn't purposely go out of my way to step in puddles or anything. But if it was like on my path that I was going, I didn't try to dodge it. You know what I mean?
Right.
And I actually didn't turn out too bad as far as getting all sloshed up or anything, but awesome experience. I was so happy with it. I'm so glad I went. I did hesitate not going, but it's pretty awesome. So speaking of the trail racing, you want to do one. There is another race that I'm planning on doing. It's in October, so it's actually a month away. It's October 18th. There's a 5K, I think, a 10K, and then a 15-mile trail. So I'm sure you know which one I'm doing.
Yeah. The 15-mile?
Yeah.
Yeah. Huh?
But I know with your knees and everything, I don't think you're probably not up for doing that much.
I honestly don't know at this point, you know?
Right. Well, like I said, there's a 5K and a 10K trail. If you want to just
I would say, the 5 or 10 would definitely sounds doable at this point.
You're going to, obviously you want to see where you're at that point. I mean, it's a month away. You could be feeling a lot better. And,
yeah.
And, but the fact that you haven't been running as much, you may not want to be tackling 15 miles on trail. Cause it's described as the same thing with a lot of elevation gain and creeks. There's like, I forgot how many aid stations there are out there it's 15 mile and 10K and 5K.
Not to mention 15 miles is the most I've ever ran. So
that's right.
To run 15 miles in on a trail run would almost be insane to me at this point. But
right, yeah.
I mean, it sounds wonderful.
It sounds fun, yeah. I mean, like I said, there's the 10K and the 5K if you want. I mean, I think you probably would end up just jumping into the 10K, but I don't know. We'll see what happens, you know. I mean, anything can change, but yeah. that's I believe that's my next goal race is that one next month. But we'll see how you feel, you know. Hopefully you can go. You know, and if you're not up for the race, I'll just go alone, cuz I don't think you're going to want to wait for me for 15 miles. I was trying to think about that. I think I want to say I came in at 124 or something like that, 126 maybe on this 8-miler. So I guess I'm looking at about 3 hours, maybe, yeah. If things go smoothly.
Yeah. Depending on the elevation change. I mean, if it's something,
I will say I am going to place myself more towards the middle. Like, I'm not going to go in the back this time, cause I know a little more what to expect, and not to say I know what I'm capable of only running trails a couple of times, but you know what I mean? I think I can justify starting more in the middle of the pack for that one. So, and my birthday's actually coming up here soon. And I kind of threw my birthday and I kind of threw a hint to my wife on Facebook,
I saw that.
For a new, hydration pack, Ultimate Direction. So we'll see, if I get a new Scott Jurek pack, I'll be wearing that. I'd probably not, but, I mean, I still like the cheap one that I did the episode, Cheap Hydration, but it's starting to fall apart. I mean, you get what you paid for. I definitely got well over 200 miles with that pack. So I think I've gotten my $12 or $14 out of that pack, but it's starting to show its wares. And to be honest, it's been ruining some of my shirts too, because the material is kind of
sandpapery.
Yeah. And so my tech shirts, some of them, I get them out of the wash and they look like they have a line because it's kind of tugging on the material.
Right. Yep. Got a little burr in there.
Yeah. So that's kind of ticking me off. So I know that the Ultimate Directions are, you know, a lot more higher quality, and they've even talked about how soft
one,
the material.
One Direction?
Ultimate Direction.
One Direction?
No, I think that's a British band, right?
Yeah.
She's going to give you One Direction to give me a concert at my house in the backyard.
You're going to run with a One Direction t-shirt on?
Yeah. So hopefully that happens. What else? You got any other news or anything else going on or no?
No, I don't think I have any other news at this point. Just trying to get better.
Yeah. We wanted to talk about the trail running a while ago, but it's all about timing with us. And we've been busy. You guys have been busy. So here we are tonight. Had you guys over for dinner and we were able to do a recording.
Now we're going to go out for a run.
Yeah.
No, not really.
Not really. We both ran today. I did the treadmill. You ran on the street.
No, I ran yesterday.
I thought you ran this morning.
No.
Oh.
No, today is a recovery day.
Oh, geez. Not an active recovery, just no. I'm not running recovery
correct.
Day?
Correct.
Yeah.
I'm starting to give my knees like a day between and see how that works.
Right. Well.
So far, so good. It's only been week one. Week one into the back on the horse running, you know, we'll see.
Well, there you go. Learning new things all the time. Yeah, I did the treadmill today. I'm actually going to start incorporate. It was just, I didn't want to leave the house. I knew you guys were coming over and I figured it's just right here and it's a little cooler in the basement. But I'm actually going to start incorporating the treadmill at least once a week, I think, with doing running incline, just trying to prepare a little bit for this trail race. You know, I can't really prepare for the downhill, but at least I can do elevation gain on the treadmill for the...
You could just turn the treadmill around.
Yeah, I could. Yeah. We'll just build some platforms. Or you got to do strength training. You come over and just lift it and hold, and then I'll just run that way.
Yeah, that'll work.
We both get a workout. It should be easy on your knees. Anyways, that's going to wrap up this episode, guys. If you want to get a hold of us, send us an email. theaveragerunnerpodcast@gmail.com. You could leave a voicemail if you want. It is 716-246-4786. We'll have that. And all of our links in the show notes as well as the website. You can go to theaveragerunnerpodcast.com under the contacts. There's ways to get a hold of us there, but all of our stuff is on there. Facebook, Google+, Twitter. And I just started, if you use the application Strava to record your runs, and if you don't, join. It's free. And Jason and I are on there. There's actually a link on the website to my Strava. And I just started a club where you can join. It's the Average Runner Podcast is the club name. You can search that out or follow Jason and I and look and see what clubs we belong to, and that will be one of them. Join it. We can just kind of share each other's runs. We've talked about it before. Also, I'll probably do some different kinds of challenges and stuff like that, just for fun, you know, friendly competition, just see where everyone stands. So it'll be fun. But anyways, again, that's going to wrap this up. So thanks everybody for downloading, subscribing, telling everybody about the podcast. We greatly appreciate it. And until next time, thanks for listening. We'll be right back.